Lessons kicked off in most schools in Arua district on Tuesday, despite low turn-up in schools. Adima Benson, the head teacher for Eruba Primary School in Vura sub-county Arua district, said many learners missed the first day because parents did not pick their report cards.
Learners came in good numbers. However, they were not prepared by the parents to come to school. This is because most of the learners do not know whether they passed or not, because their report cards were not picked by the parents. We have over 600 report cards which are still with us out of 1,300 learners we registered last year. So with that, for our easy registration, I requested the children to go to their parents to come and pick this report card so that we place them in the rightful class.
According to Chandiru Constance, the center coordinating tutor for AVE, which covers Logiri and Vura sub-counties, many teachers responded positively on the first day of term one.
There are 19 teachers who were present. Out of 24, if 19 teachers are present, I am happy and I am impressed, because this is a very good beginning. Most parents did not take the report card. So you cannot expect a child to come and enter a class without a report card. The head teacher, in his own wisdom, that children should go back to pick report cards and come back to start. And most of the children now went home to bring their parents to pick the report card in order to join the next class.
Dramadri Vincent, the head teacher at Bongova Primary School in Ajia sub-county, says lessons also kicked off at the school. Gore Goffin, Arua resident district commissioner, appealed to parents to take their children to school, and teachers should also be in the schools.
Education is one of the key values you can give your children so that they are prepared for the future. This tendency of letting a whole week pass that children are still reporting, teachers are still preparing lessons, this is not correct. Government gave you time for holidays. It is time for you to be in class. All children must be in class, and teachers should be teaching now. It is time for them to deliver service. We can all recall that when our results came out, Arua was among those that did not perform very well in the region. So I want to ask us to reorganize ourselves.
The RDC, Gore Goffin, also asked parents to ensure safety of their children. Ondoru Yunis, a parent in Anjevu village, Eruba Parish, said teachers should ensure that the children are safely at school. Meanwhile, school heads in Koboko have raised concerns over the inadequate teachers for the learners with special needs across the district. Anguma Twalib, the director of studies for Teremunga Primary School, that teaches learners with a hearing impairment, explains that most of his learners need interpreters to help them understand the teachings.
Our best candidate here was even from the SNE department, who got aggregate 8. He was the best among the rest, even everyone's child who was impairment of the ear needed to have an interpreter if a teacher is teaching. But this is what we don't have here. We have an interpreter, all right, only one, and that one cannot go into all the classes interpreting all the lessons for these learners. That's one big challenge.
Similarly, Boboli Muhammad, the head teacher of Nyarilo Primary School, noted that there were 320 learners with special needs registered at the school from primary 1 to primary 7.
Fairly results 2025, we had registered one with a special case of mental retardation, but his performance was not okay. He actually failed the fairly to require more other human resources. When you see even the enrollment, the general enrollment alone, we have 73 teachers. And in these 73 teachers, if they could be around 5 SN teachers, maybe 3 SN teachers will be even at this fair to handle this SN number. As I talk now, it's only one teacher who is handling all the 320.